We're going to begin. We'll start off with the Pledge of Allegiance, and Ms. Valerie Mitten-Quinto is going to lead us.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, welcome, everybody. It is September 6th. We are the regional board at a regular scheduled meeting. By way of introduction, to my far right is Mr. Greg Giusti from Ukiah Lakeport, Ms. Kelly Gant from Trinity. To my far left is Valerie Mitten-Quinto from Petaluma, and I'm David Noren. Mr. Matt St. John is our executive officer. Would you make staff introductions, please?
Good morning, Chairman Noren, members of the board, Matt St. John, executive officer. To my right is Josh Curtis, our assistant executive officer. Soon to his right will be our two attorneys who are stuck in traffic but will be here momentarily, Nate Jacobson and Adriana Nunez. And across from me is Patty Corsi and Donna Poe, who are working sound. And staff that are presenting to you will introduce themselves.
Fantastic. We also have a couple board members that are late as well, so we'll probably fill that in hopefully as we go. Thank you for that. Board member reports for ex parte communications that are communications outside of the normal board meeting. Mr. Giusti.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wanted to share with the board and members of the public a trip I took last week up to Smith River to follow up on the discussions we had with the Easter Lily bulb producers from our meeting in Weed. And it was a very positive trip. Got to interact with every grower up there. I think as we move forward and work with the lily bulb industry, you're going to find that it's a very unique farming system that they engage in, where it takes 4 years to grow a lily bulb, and the bulbs are harvested, sized, and replanted four different times before a commercial bulb is ready for sale. And in that process, the bulbs are rotated from field to field, and so you can imagine this very fluid system of bulbs being moved to fields that are then put into irrigated pasture when the bulbs are removed. So again, it's very different in terms of field rotation of what you might be considering for other crop rotations. The pastures are used for both dairy and beef production. It's a small industry. In 3.5 hours, I saw every lily field that was planted this last year and every field that's planned to be planted, the total of about 375 acres of lilies. So it's a minute special crop. Maybe in some years, maybe if markets are good, maybe as high as 500 acres, but it's been several years, according to them, that they got that high. And again, you have to think about Easter as an unusual holiday where Christmas is on the same day every year. Easter changes. And so this year, Easter happens to be very late. And so they have a little bit more time to pull their bulbs and to market them, where they're sent off to greenhouses and forced for that one day of the year. You think of things like poinsettias or Christmas cactus. You know, you sell them for the season, the Christmas season. Easter's one day. And it's a very different strategy in how those are marketed. The challenge, as we all know and we discussed in Weed, is how do you manage stormwater in Del Norte County, Smith River? Last year was a relatively dry year. They only had 60 inches of rain. The year before, they had 125 inches of rain. And so having lived and worked up there for 5 years, I can tell you when one of those storms come through, it's like living and working in a shower. I mean, that water is coming down in buckets. So one of the things that I asked the growers to do was show me the various best management practices that they're considering that we talked about at Weed. And so I saw field and riparian buffers of up to 70 feet for some of these plantings of the coming year. Growers were changing their orientation. If it was a field, they always planted it in an east-west direction. If it made sense to change the row orientation north-south so they could capture and channel water to away from a riparian area or a ditch, they were doing that. One One grower showed me a field that will never be planted to lilies again because of its proximity to the Smith River. It'll just be maintained in permanent pasture. Other changes in application equipment, changing spray nozzles and design pressures, and even experimenting with different varieties of Easter lilies that might be more accepting of different kinds of insecticidal treatments to manage aphids. So I came away recognizing that, you know, the discussion we started in Weed is being put into practice. I did visit Delilah Creek specifically because in our report, the Smith River report that we have been discussing, that is one of the hot spots. To be honest, Delilah Creek is a ditch. It was channelized years ago. That particular grower is engaged with the RCD, and they've submitted an application to get funds to reconstruct the natural channel and make it more creek-like. I did visit Tillis Slough. It's a tidal slough that was greatly changed from the 1964 flood that affected the North Coast, and witnessed past uses that could also be adding to the copper problem that we're witnessing up there. One grower told me that to meet the request, he'll be reducing his planting acres by 15% in California this year. So quite a dramatic change in farming operations. And I asked the other question. I said, well, what other uses might there be for copper in the area? Well, dairies use foot baths to prevent foot rot in dairy cows. Been using that for a long time. Obviously, lilies use copper hydroxide as a fungicide. There's an old mill site on Morrison Creek where a lot of copper has been found. Again, as I said, down in Tillis Slough, there's evidence of past shipyards and workings holding ships. Ships use copper for an anti-fouling agent, and then mining and natural background levels. So I think we had a very extensive and thorough discussion. I'm pleased to report that they're willing to host us in the future. I think we should go to Del Norte County. I did visit a site that could accommodate us. There's a new conference center in Smith River on tribal lands, and they've offered it to us, and they've held other statewide commission meetings there. But I think it's hard to put into words how this farming system operates, and I think it would be worthwhile, Mr. Chair, that perhaps next year when we come up with our calendar, we consider a visit up there so people can witness it firsthand, because it is very unique, truly unique to California. That's where all Easter lilies come from, and I think you'd enjoy the visit. But anyway, I thought it was very, very informative, very positive, and nice to see things moving forward.
Well, thanks. Thanks for that, and thanks for going up there. Thanks for taking your time to go up there and look forward to actually working through that. So I wanted to report that myself, actually, and I'll out you here, too, that we actually spoke with Valerie Mitten-Quintino, and I participated in a meeting with the County of Sonoma Board of Supervisors in anticipation of the upcoming Russian River pathogen TMDL, and just had a general discussion about, you know, prospective schedule, prospective outcomes, if that were adopted by this board. Any others to report? Any other communications? Great. Mr. Steve Moore is in the house. I saw him. How are you, Steve?
I'm good.
It's good to see you.
How is everybody?
Haven't seen you in a while.
Yeah, it's been a couple meetings.
Welcome back.
Thank you.